Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. There's probably no woman in secular or even sacred history that's more familiar, more respected, more admired than Mary. That's the Mary who was the mother of Jesus. She is certainly one of the best-known characters of the Bible. Now, as we read the Scripture, we find that there are six women that are named Mary in Scripture. But the Mary we're talking about is the mother of Jesus. And there are 10 specific references to her, and their implications of other presence in other scriptures of her presence. Now, who was Mary? Mary was a Jewess of the tribe of Judah and of the family of David. When the angel came to Mary to inform her that she would bear a child, even though she had never had carnal relations with man, she was a virgin, it is said the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women," Luke 1 and verse 28. And again, when Mary visited Elizabeth a little bit later, she was greeted by Elizabeth, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb," Luke 1, 42. Even before giving birth to Jesus Christ, she was highly favored by the Lord and by others. And that speaks volumes of the good about her character and about her life. You see, Mary lived in Nazareth. Now, Nazareth was in the province of Galilee, the northern of the three provinces of Palestine at this time. There was Judea on the south and Samaria in the center, and Galilee on the north. And Nazareth was a little village in Galilee. Now, just why one of the tribe of Judah had moved to the north to make her home in Galilee, we don't have any knowledge. After all, Judea was the area of David. That's where he did most of his activities. And you would think that maybe a descendant of David would live in Judea. But she lived in Galilee. But Nazareth was a place that was not prominent. It was fact that we get the impression it was not even well respected. When Philip called Nathanael to tell him about the finding the Messiah and that he was from the place of Nazareth, Nathanael responded, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Well, that indicates that Nazareth might not be respected among the people. And Mary was an obscure Jewess in this lowly city. She probably never wore the found clothes and had occasion to exalt herself, as so many strive to do. But we know that she and Joseph were of modest material means, and the reason we know this is because when they went to make the proper offerings after the birth of Jesus, they offered the sacrifices that were acceptable from the poor. You see, there were sacrifices that were to be offered, but there were an exception for the poor, and their sacrifices were not as demanding. She was not a highly traveled person. Her travel consisted, of course, going to Bethlehem, where she gave birth to Jesus in a stable, and a little bit later the flight into Egypt to escape the search of Herod, who sought to destroy the child. And then, of course, she made the trip from Egypt to back to Nazareth, where her family lived, until the time that Jesus began his ministry. And then occasionally she, with Joseph, would make the trip to Jerusalem on the feast days. She possibly had made that journey many times, but she was not a widely traveled person. People would not have knowledge of her because of her travels. Now, after the birth of Jesus, and he was taken to the temple, Joseph and Mary and Jesus met a man named Simeon, who is called a just and a devout man. He had been told that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And when he saw Jesus, he took him in his arms and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. You see, Simeon looked for the Messiah, and he pronounced Jesus to be that Messiah. Simeon also said to Mary, This child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And notice what he said, Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own sword also, though the thoughts of the hearts be revealed. Now we're not to think that Mary was literally pierced with a sword, but her heart was cut, and she was certainly offended at the suffering of her son, especially in the events surrounding the cross. It had been prophesied back in the Old Testament some 700 years before, recorded in Isaiah 7 and verse 14, that a virgin would conceive and bear a son, and that son would be the Lord's Messiah. Now the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she was to be the mother of that Messiah. In Matthew chapter 1, it confirms to us that the birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Let me read to you from Matthew 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to put her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now we learn here that the Lord had been prophesied. We learn that his birth was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Friend, only the birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah. And Mary was submissive to the call of the Lord, even though this would bring upon her hardship. It would increase her danger. She was subject to shame. She was supposed to be a virgin, and here she was bearing a child. And there would be possible death to her if she was accused of immorality and would be stoned. You know, many would never believe and understand why she was expecting a child being a virgin. But the birth of Jesus, it was not a miraculous birth, but it was a miraculous conception, and it was by the Holy Spirit. This entire episode was of great concern to Joseph, of course, to whom she was espoused. Now, to be espoused is sometimes thought by people to be somewhat like people today being engaged, but it was far more than that. To be espoused was as binding as being married. And as yet she and Joseph had not come together as husband and wife. Now what her age was at this time, we really do not know. But the attitude of Joseph at first was to put her away privily, that is, quietly, rather than to drag her before the public disgrace and even possible death. But he was informed of the circumstances about Mary by the angel of the Lord, and he graciously accepted her to be his wife. They did not live together, however, as husband and wife. They were not yet married in that capacity, but she remained a virgin until after the birth of Jesus Christ. It was shortly after a while that Mary was told that she would bear a child, that she paid a visit to Elizabeth. Mary and Elizabeth, now Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist, who was just a little bit older than Christ. Mary and Elizabeth were related. And while Elizabeth was expecting her child, Mary paid a visit to her. And when they met, the child, John, in Elizabeth's womb, leaped at the sound of Mary's voice. It was on this occasion that Mary composed one of the marvelous praises of God by a woman of which we read in Scripture. There were three other such praise themes of which we read in the Bible. One was after the people of Israel had crossed the Red Sea, led by Miriam, the sister of Moses. Another was by Deborah. We read about this in the book of Judges. This was after a great victory over the Canaanites by the Israelites. And a third was by Hannah, when she was told of the coming birth of her child, who was to be Samuel. But we read in the Bible this great praise of God by Mary. And this, of course, is explicit of her character. She was a person of faith. She was a person who loved and devoted to the Lord. And she deliberately, submissively gave herself to the wishes of God when she was told that she would bear a child, even though she was yet a virgin. She couldn't understand this. Other people would not understand this. A lot of people don't understand this even today. But my dear friend, Almighty God can perform the miracle that he prophesied that would come. He spoke to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied that Emmanuel, God with us, would come, and that he would be born of a virgin. And Matthew, also inspired by the Holy Spirit to write, told us that the birth of Christ was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Now, while we usually focus our attention, and rightly so, upon the birth of Christ, because, after all, he is the prominent one of the entire Bible, and especially in this episode about Mary and his birth, we have to admire Mary. She was informed about what God was going to do with her and how God would use her. And she willingly submitted herself in obedience to the commands of God and to the wishes of God. Whatever God wanted, that's what she wanted. Does not this express the tremendous nature of this woman of whom we're considering? Little wonder that she's among the most inspired people, respected people in all of the Bible. Little wonder that she is admired and people know about her. And they know of the contributions that she made toward the salvation of all of mankind. Yes, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is an honored woman, and one that we can look upon with great respect. And we're going to show how people have taken this respect and distorted it, unfortunately. But meanwhile, let us admire Mary. And we'll speak more in our next lesson concerning her. This is A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.